Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
52803. And please do not hang up on me. I've been hung up on twice already.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be happy to assist you. I need a full day count, though, first. Repeat that zip code because you broke up and I could not hear you clearly.
Yes. 52803.
52803.
Yes.
Can I have the first and last name?
Jean Christensen.
Okay. Okay, can I have the shipping address, Ms. Christensen?
2908 Gaines Street in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
Okay, this is reference a charge that went on my card yesterday that I have no idea what it's for.
I'm looking for the account, ma'am, but I need to finish pulling up the account. What was that shipping address, ma'am?
2908 Gaines Street, G-A-I-N-E-S, in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay. I pulled up an account with that information. Allow me a moment to review it, please. Okay, so I'm showing you selected the pulse oximeter. That was as a gift for signing up for our Factor Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership.
Okay, that
you were
was
gonna receive.
That was a gift for signing up?
So you were gonna receive the pulse oximeter as a gift for signing up for just the shipping cost for $7.95, ma'am. And then you were gonna be billed the membership fee 5 days after initially signing
there
up.
Was When I ordered that, there was nothing on there about a membership fee or anything like that.
I do apologize, ma'am. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
It was not. It was never on my thing. I printed it out and everything. There was never anything about a membership. I did
and
not authorize any kind
ma'am.
Of a membership.
It was disclosed when you initially placed the order. You were signing up for the Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership, you would receive a $125 voucher to your email to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club.
Okay, I did not authorize that.
Okay, how can I help you today?
I want that. There's a charge of $67.32 on my card that was not authorized. There was nothing in where I went to order that. There was nothing about a membership. I never read anything about that because I print everything out about anything like that.
Can you mind? I do apologize. It was disclosed in terms and conditions when you initially selected the gift for the Factory Exchange Store Gadgets Club that it was a membership. But I'll be happy to cancel this account out.
Okay.
Please stand in line while I cancel that out for you.
And then I will get my $62.32 taken off my card, right?
So that charge is a valid charge, ma'am. That's for the membership, but I will speak to my supervisor and see what we can do as a courtesy refund for you. Please stand in line.
Okay.
I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor, explained the situation, was able to go ahead and get them to approve a 35% refund.
No, I want a full refund. I want a full refund. I never authorized this.
I will go ahead and see what more we can do about that refund, ma'am. Please stand in line while I go ahead and speak with them. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor. The most we can do as a courtesy is issue a 50% refund, ma'am.
No, that's not satisfactory.
I apologize, ma'am.
I want a full refund. I never authorized this. There was never anything when I put that order in about a membership.
I do apologize, ma'am. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions,
it was not.
Ma'am. It's the
it was not. It was
the
never
most-
in there.
Ma'am, well, the most we can do is a 50% refund.
I want a full refund.
Ma'am, I do
apologize. I have already talked to, I have already been on the phone with my bank, reference this being a fraudulent call. They contacted me when I, and this was after I noticed this thing on my account last night and tried to call a number. And they at least had a number that went through. And I will be talking to the fraudulent department again, and I'm telling you, I want a full refund because it's going to get taken off one way or the other.
Hey, ma'am, I do apologize. I will try to speak to them and see more we can do, ma'am.
And I'm sorry to be like this with you. I know
it's
not you, but...
You said you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them? Is there currently...
Yes, I'm in the middle of this dispute right now. I'm calling you people to see if I can get it taken off. Otherwise, it will be dealt with by the bank.
So is there currently an active dispute with your bank at this time?
No, it's just... It's just on this. Yes. I mean, when I get off the phone with you people, I'm going to be calling the fraudulent department back to tell them what I have accomplished.
Did you file a dispute with your bank at this time, ma'am, or did they tell you to call us before you can file it?
Yes. I told them I would call you people first, and then I'm calling them back to tell
okay.
them.
So there's
not
currently an active dispute with your bank at this time. They're waiting on you to see what we can
do. They're waiting for me to call back.
Okay.
So that if I
can
get this taken care of on the phone.
Okay. Thank you for verifying. There's not a dispute at this time with your bank. Please stand the line.
But there will be if the whole thing is not taken off.
Please stay on the line, and I will see what more we can do about a refund for you.
Okay.
Please stay on the line. Okay, ma'am. So I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor and was able to get them to approve as a one-time courtesy a full refund. I'll be working on getting that refunded for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Please stand in line. And I do want to let you know just in the future, whenever you place any type of order, make sure you thoroughly read those terms and conditions as it does provide you with what you are ordering.
It was not on there because I read every little thing.
Yeah, it was on there, ma'am. But again, I'm going to get this refunded for you as a one-time courtesy today. Please stay in the line.
Okay. Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am, working on the cancellation and your refund. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm almost done with the refund. I'll finish your cancellation, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just working on your refund now. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I've got the refund issued. You ready for your confirmation numbers, ma'am?
Yes.
Cancellation confirmation is going to be, see like in Chuck, 2611-5088.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 2611-5088.
Correct. And your cancellation for your refund is going to be, you're going to be getting back a full refund of $67.32, and that confirmation number is 7412772602.
Okay, so there's two different numbers.
That's your refund confirmation number I just gave you.
Okay, and the other's the cancellation.
Correct. Okay, is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, I'll be watching to see if it, you know, comes on my account and
You should see within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye.